So I found this 1923 teacher's contract for an elementary school in Payson City, Utah. And if teachers wanted to teach in this school district, they had to abide by all of these rules set in their contract.
Pretty strict, are they?
Yeah.
Wow. What? So what are some of the stipulations?
Now, remember, keep in mind, this is 1923, okay, and pretty much all teachers were women.
Okay.
All right. Teachers, not to get married.
What?
This contract becomes null and void if teacher marries.
What?
They wanted teachers to basically be married to their careers and learning. I know, isn't that weird?
That is really strange.
Mm-hmm. Teachers not to keep the company of men.
What?
Teacher must be home between the hours of 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. unless in attendance of a school function.
Wow.
Teacher may not loiter downtown in ice cream parlors.
Boy, those ice cream parlors are dangerous places.
Mm. Listen to this one. Teacher may not leave town at any time without the permission of the chairman of the Board of Trustees.
This is blowing my mind.
Yeah, this is why I thought, wow, we're going to share this. Teacher is not to smoke cigarettes or drink wine, beer, or whiskey. Teacher may not ride in a carriage with any man except her brother or father.
Wow.
Teacher is not to dress in bright colors. Teacher may not dye her hair. And teacher will not wear dresses more than 2 inches above the ankle.
Wow.
All from 1923.
I'm thinking about some of my teachers from the past and that rule about no smoking and no booze. Yeah, they wouldn't have lasted one day.
What chapter are we looking at today, kids?
Just some of them, not all of them, just a few.